So distinguish between these two questions that people might ask themselves when studying the Bible. Some people may say, what does this passage or what does this book teach me about me? Or what does this book teach me about God? What's the right question that we should be asking?
They're both good questions to ask, but what matters very much is the order in which we ask them. One of the things that I think we sometimes lose sight of is that we can't have any true knowledge of self apart from the knowledge of God. So I always encourage women, as you begin reading through a text, look first for what the passage has to teach you about God, because before you can see yourself in relation to Him, you have to behold Him high and lifted up. So when you're reading through a passage on, say, the story of creation in Genesis, and you first ask yourself, what am I seeing about God here? I'm seeing that God is transcendent, that He is above His creation, infinitely above. I see that He is powerful, that His words have great power, and that what He wants to happen happens instantly. Well, then when I see myself in relation to that God, I see myself rightly. I understand that I am small and that my power is very limited and delegated. And then knowing that is true about myself, I'm going to pray differently, I'm going to live differently, and I'm going to treat others differently in light of that.
Well, and you used that example I kind of threw out at the beginning of the show of building a temple and how that tells us God's desire for order. Can you talk a little bit more about that, what we would see in those passages that seem to be a little bit tedious as we're reading them and how they fit into that story?
Yeah, when He gives instructions for the tabernacle in the book of Exodus, He gives them once, and then they are repeated again as they are executed. And if you're reading through the book, you can think, my gosh, I just read all this. Why would this be in here twice? And I think what we can see from that is that God is deeply concerned with the details. He leaves nothing to chance. And when you look at that and you see that, you can look back at your own life, and I'm rushing to the application piece here. I think that it's good to take your time on getting to this, but then I look at my own life and I think everything about me is measurable and everything about God is immeasurable. He knows every single thing there is to know about me, every single thing there is to know about every circumstance that I will ever face, that any person will ever face. He knows all things micro and macro. And when we begin to see God in those terms, as He is describing Himself through something that we might find as dull as a listing of the contents of the tabernacle, we begin to understand that all Scripture really is God-breathed and is purposefully showing us a picture of a God who is far bigger than any God we would have designed left to our own devices.